Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101-night sleep trial. And up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. Ghostbed. The coolest beds in the world.
ESPN 97.5, presented by Zadok Jewelers.
KFNC 97.9 HD2, Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. We got some Joe Espada sound. It's nothing earth-breaking, earth-shattering, but it's some sound. But the big story out of the meetings are that looks like Terry Skubal could go to the Dodgers. You know, the Dodgers need a Terry Skubal, don't they? I mean, how effed up is baseball?
I hate it where it's just considered a given that they aren't going to be able to sign
him. I mean, he's got a year left on his deal. The Tigers have got to get out of it. They can't afford him. He's not going to stay there.
He's going to stay and so he can bring you a lion's
share. He's going to the Dodgers. I mean.
He better not.
Honestly, no, this is baseball. I mean, it sucks. It just sucks. It's nice to go after.
Dodgers, listen, Yankees, Mets, Cubs.
That's it.
Right? Are those the four that we're talking about?
Yeah.
You know where he wouldn't go? Like, oh, school. There was a time maybe the Giants would be in play, but.
The Cardinals.
You know, yeah. Scooble right? To the Cardinals. That would be a great one.
Yeah.
That would be, you know, that would make some historical. Scooble to the Cardinals should be a potential thing.
Yeah.
Instead, it would be the Mets, if anybody.
Well, the Cardinals were involved in a big trade yesterday, though, with the Red Sox. The Red Sox send Dick Fitz, Brandon Clark to the Cardinals in exchange for Sonny Gray. So Dick Fitz, Brandon Clark in exchange for Sonny Gray. That's kind of a funny name, Sonny Gray. I mean, if it's Sonny, is it Gray? No, it's not. If it's Sonny, it's not Gray. That's kind of a funny name.
Mm-hmm.
And then Brandon Clark. I know Dave Clark, and you know there's Petula Clark. You guys don't remember her. But, you know, Dick Clark.
Will Clark.
And then Dick Fitz. I've heard of if the shoe fits.
And along those lines.
Did
you see what our good friend Stephon Diggs tweeted? Or at least posted on Instagram? There's a picture of his loving partner, Cardi B.
Mm-hmm.
He saw her all dressed up at some event. And he put that picture in a story and said through the mattress. John, do you want to guess what he means by through the mattress?
Oh my goodness!
That it went through the mattress?
Not it.
Oh, just it's do just not what guessing? You want homeschool kids
oh,
to hear.
Wow, the
it's an aggressive downward
he
motion.
He would say he is saying she is so damn attractive in that dress. The sex would be so vigorous.
It would go through the mattress.
Yes. That is how appealing she looks in that dress.
I don't have that in my life. Mm-hmm. It's just not going to be something that I'm going to attempt.
Through the mattress.
For what? For who?
I
beat AFib once. I don't want to have to do it again.
Oh, that is your biggest concern
As all of it's a concern. Mm. I just don't even, it's just not even like, what's the next story?
Right.
Through the mattress.
Right.
Well.
That was years ago.
Oh, okay.
Well.
I'm a great guy. I'm actually a great guy.
Who names their kid, if your last name is Fitz?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if Richard is the first name you should, I don't know. I don't know. That's just me.
I figured you might get hung up on this one.
Yeah.
I thought this one was going to be a problem for you. As soon as I heard it, I'm like, oh, boy.
Oh, my.
Here we go.
Hold on. Does anyone call him Dick?
Or did who called?
That's his name.
Yeah, no. Name somebody named that now.
No, but
not born.
I typed in his name to see if that's just how he's referenced. No one references him as
what
that.
What do they call him?
Richard. Oh, everywhere it's listed is Richard.
Oh, John!
Just clickbaited
us.
No, I didn't crowbar it in. It was actually on a report.
Well, guess what? I'm not googling Dick Fitz. I'm not googling that on an NFL computer. I'm not going to do.
Talking baseball.
Well, talking baseball is unserious because nowhere, anywhere is he. Maybe
that's probably their fun name.
Yeah,
for
maybe I don't they call think, him that.
Well, all night, but
on the Auburn website,
that's like when we called him Bob Ori.
Yeah, where he played Richard. On ESPN.com, Richard.
Well, but his Richard's nickname is Dick.
Not unless people call him that.
Well,
with his teammates.
I'm just saying.
I think they talk in baseball, took liberties with his name.
I would
agree. Because they felt like, oh, this is a
and it got
funny little thing.
It got someone to talk about it. I think, I don't know.
That's the only reason we talked about this trade.
Yeah. Only reason. Big trade. Oh, is it? Because the guy has a funny name, so it's a big trade.
And I like the way you set it up. By the first time you said his name, you didn't say anything. You just kept saying, went through the other names. I'm like, huh, surprised he's not.
No, he subverted our expectations because he goes, man, that's Sonny Gray name. That's
yeah,
weird.
And I'm like, yeah. Huh, I can't believe John just skipped right over Dick Fitz.
Hmm.
And then I was like, now let me circle back to this. I'm like, okay, now.
Well, I threw you a curveball. The funny name was Sonny
Gray. You said,
Gray.
This, look how ironic this his first and the last name are in comparison with each other. Now, that's irony.
Yeah, that's irony. Yeah. We got Joe Espada.
By the way, Colts fans were already posting about this outrageous Philip Rivers. Philip Rivers is saying that he's...
How do they find it?
Because one guy from fantasy football was listening and posted it. I don't know. Some... Roto World fantasy football guy was listening like, he hates Joe Burrow. This is wild.
No.
Uh-oh.
This is our Colts. This is our team. We bleed blue. Mm. This is our Colts. Whether win or lose, we love them. For the shoe, beat the tax. Let the world hear us now. This is our team. Go Colts!
Go Colts!
Was that just remix you were throwing in?
Yeah,
with
I
was
the, remixing.
That's what I thought.
Remixing. Bum, 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 bum.
Man, why are you trying to better perfection?
What? Because at the end of this one, it doesn't go...
Go Colts!
We don't get that in this
doesn't?
Song, so I like to add that in as like...
I thought that was his.
No,
that
it
was
is his, him, but he did that in a different version.
No,
him.
I know, but I thought that was his like Gilbert.
Where
Keep
he
those tacos. That was his thing.
Oh, here's the guy. His name is Pete Nova. He goes. He's taking clips of our interview with Philip Rivers on a mobile and says Philip Rivers may be the solution for Tyler Warren fantasy managers. Alex Pierce managers, not so much.
What are we doing? I'm glad we got him, but I'm not sure how we got him.
Yes, I thought the same thing immediately. Rivers loves throwing to tight ends. The fantasy community is having serious discussions based on snippets from an interview with Philip Rivers on a mobile.
To be fair to them, we didn't. John didn't really say Philip Rivers on a mobile a lot.
Oh, okay.
So I would have a question about his level of discernment.
Right.
Hearing that interview and thinking that was a real Philip Rivers. Like, why is Philip Rivers joining a Houston radio show to talk about why Joe Burrow's not a real quarterback?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And his hair's funny.
Well, there are others who are like, it's a Houston station. They're making fun of us.
Yeah, exactly. Didn't you hear this?
Go Colts!
Didn't he hear that as the intro to the segment?
Yeah, but you know what? You can play that. I mean, in Indy, don't they play that?
I think as a way to make fun, right? Do they take that song seriously?
It's kind of, yeah, it's kind of taking it for fun. Like, we took football time in Houston seriously.
That's another one we do.
Yeah.
We're not having the real Liam Cohen.
But they
on.
Can't do it. They can't do it. RJ can't do it.
Well, he'll get fired.
He'll get fired. Hey, we got Joe Espada asked about Jose Altuve. And I think this is good. Let's hear Joe talking about where Jose Altuve is going to be this year.
I need to ask you about Jose Altuve. We know he's such a gamer, one of the best of the game. But where do you see his playing time shaking out in 26? I know it's early, but he can go a couple of different places. How would you like to use him?
You know what? I like the fact that he is open to helping, to do whatever it takes to, you know, to help the team. But I think second base is his prime position. I think we're going to see him play there more this season. Giving us some starts in left field, that's something that I will sit down and talk to him about that. But right now, I need to keep our guys healthy. I think a lot of these players can play multiple positions. Paredes can play some second, third, and first base. It allows me to keep Correa and Walker healthy. The DH spot, I'm also going to use that spot to keep those guys off their feet some. I got some really good players that once they're healthy, it's a really good team to. It's going to be a really tough team to beat.
What was it like?
And then he went on to ask him about Carlos Correa being back. It was just, you know, typical stuff. So Jose Altuve, for the most part, at second base this year.
Yeah, good. Imagine that sanity after a year.
Where is Paredes, though?
We'll figure it out.
Well,
first base.
No, Walker's at first.
Oh yeah, we got him back for now.
Yeah,
let's see.
Well, he's not going anywhere.
Why is that? How do you know?
Because Dana said he's not going anywhere.
I don't care what Dana said. Let's see how it plays out.
He's the guy that makes that decision, not you.
Let's see how it plays out. If you get something for him and you can move Paredes to first, why not? If you go get a pitcher for Chris, I mean, granted, it's not going to be
because he told you he's not doing that.
Yeah. He also told me he's going to go get a frontline starter. That's not going to be true.
Well, you don't know that.
Where's the deal? Is Dylan Cease coming up? Are they going to cancel his contract? I know. That's why the whole Dylan Cease. We just act like we can get whoever we want. Dylan Cease. We've been working off the idea that Dylan Cease is an Astro, and now he's not. So who's the next?
Justin Verlander.
Going to be Astro. Oh,
Verlander.
God. He's as old as Philip Rivers.
He's not Philip Rivers.
This is our team. This is the Astros. We love them. Is that what we're doing now? Because we got the same
For the age. They're the Astros. Go watch them hit home runs. That's our team. We love them. I don't know how we... Yeah, we got to make a rocket. No, yeah.
Astros, astronauts. I mean, it has to do with space. We could do a rocket.
I wouldn't change what he does.
But that's a horse sound.
It's literally a horse name.
I don't care.
Go Cubs!
You really can't do that for anybody. Notre Dame for the playoffs.
You
can do anything.
When he does that, when I do it, I always do the horse head shake. I can't not do it. I don't just go. I go.
Yeah, you kind of have to.
Yeah.
These are our eggs. This is our year. We bleed maroon. You could do it with any team.
We've got a border collie who can't visit certain stadiums. Right.
We write the score on a chalkboard for the dead dogs in their grave. And you can just go along. But Aggies, it's not to pit. Like, I could do one for Longhorns,
sure,
too.
Sure, it's questionable to name a dog first lady
we got
of our school.
Cheerleaders.
To call the
See, it works at the end of everything.
To call a dog the first lady of,
I don't
of
love
Aggie
that.
Land, it's, yeah, I don't know if I like that. You're inviting all the jokes.
Mm-hmm.
Who is it, though? Casey Smith or whatever her name? Well, who's at Barstool now? Used to be with
it's the
Tex
dog.
Aggs?
Reveille is the first lady.
I know, but who would it be?
You could vote on it, a co-ed, and make her the first lady.
Yeah, but is
of
there
Aggie
a really
Land?
Famous, like...
I don't know.
A famous female alum. Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
I don't know. I don't know.
Like Matthew McConaughey is, we already know that's the dude at Texas. I don't know who the female would be, but maybe is there a Kat Osterman, maybe?
For the Aggies?
Yeah. No, for Texas.
Oh, the first lady of...
Remember her?
The first lady?
Well, remember the great volleyball player who's... No, I mean, she's well known.
Softball pitcher.
I know.
Well, you called her a volleyball player.
Oh, did I say volleyball?
Yeah.
Oh, I meant softball. I'm sorry. I don't know any volleyball players' names.
Well,
that's a pretty damn good program.
Cool, Misty May, yeah, because she is out on the sand.
Beach volleyball.
There's probably actually a...
I'll bet you there's a famous actress from
University of Texas. I don't know about Texas A&M, though.
The jewelry maker, Kendra Scott, she's an Aggie?
Oh, no, she's a Longhorn. She bought... Oh, her kid freaked out because she got an Arch Manning...
No, she went to A&M, but she...
Kendra Scott went to A&M, and she's...
Her home is in Austin, but she went to A&M.
She should never be allowed back in college.
She went to Klein High School.
She's making... Did you
Kendra
see the video
Scott?
where her
yes, she went
where
to
her
Klein
son
High
freaks out because she's his room is all Longhorned up, and she gets some kind of Arch Manning thing, and he's freaking out, losing his mind, like, is this real? Is this real? And she's like, that's right, baby. We talked. And I'm like, if you are, my wife would never do that if one of my kids went to A&M. Never.
It appears.
She already told him it's the last option for them is A&M, and they've got to get money from the school.
It appears the most, at least in my eyes, because I don't know any
to me, any money from the Aggies, and my son's going to be
money.
An Aggie.
I don't know any other famous Aggie women. She dropped out after she followed a boy there because she was in love with him, but she dropped out and then moved to Austin at 19. So she didn't matriculate very long there. But that's the most famous Aggie woman I know.
Who's she married to?
Kendra Scott. She's got some cash.
She's been married and divorced 3 times.
Wow.
Why do I know her? I don't understand why I know her name.
Because she's
like
a fashion,
I get John knowing
she's a
it.
She's a fashion designer.
I get
well,
John knowing it with Wendy.
Stores all over.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and,
but why?
And she's
why
with
would
Zac
a,
Brown now.
Why would a man know that? Only you would because of Wendy. But I don't know why most men would know Kendra Scott. But somehow I know that name.
Because it's everywhere. I've heard that name, and I
didn't
know what she looked like.
Kendra Scott, there's another Kendra Scott that was a poker player.
Oh, well, you know.
Yeah, but maybe you know her from that, maybe.
Learn the lesson, kids.
Here, A&M, it says the most famous is Emily Scott, who went to Texas A&M, the most famous female, and was in Big Brother Season 18.
Okay, if you say so.
Okay. All right, Big Brother season 8.
I'm going to go. Wait a minute, Scott.
First of all, Big Brother has been on for 18 years.
Oh,
yes, it's been
probably
a long
longer
time.
Than that.
Oh my God, what is wrong with America?
Well, it all started with Survivor.
That's the problem. That and college coaches
is Survivor
leaving
still going
in
on?
The middle of their contract.
Yes, Survivor still going. It started with Survivor after the Super Bowl. And
I know.
And Big Brother was next on CBS. It's been around a long
time.
Now,
see, there's things like Jan Hicks. This should count. A prominent lawyer and business executive served as general counsel and senior VP at Walmart, but I don't count that. Like,
is that
I don't
Hicks's
know you.
Daughter?
I don't know who it is.
Tom Hicks'
daughter?
I don't
know these names.
I don't know.
Former Miss USA, Carla Cantu.
You don't know her name.
I know. I don't know these.
Why are we looking for...
Because we were trying to... I was trying to figure out...
The first lady.
If we could not have Reveille be the first lady of Aggieland and make it an actual woman as opposed to a dog.
Hey, they're opposed to having women do anything.
No,
just leave the
not
dog
anymore.
And the
not
boy
anymore.
Cheerleaders. And the overall
not
boys.
Not anymore. They have women there.
They don't. No, I don't think so. I don't think they want
them. They have women at the school. That's not true.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They do have women at the school.
Good-looking women, too. That should matter to you, John.
Why don't they put them out there instead of the cheerleader boys?
They don't want to objectify.
Wait, Aggie John, you've been such a mouthpiece for the Texas A&M the whole year.
Texas A&M.
With this segment, basically, you have basically spit all over all their traditions.
Not their traditions.
Why do they have boy cheerleaders? That's the number one thing they hate for you to say.
Then fix it.
They don't call
then
them
fix
cheerleaders.
They're not trying to
they're
do things
leaders.
That you want. They're okay. not doing what you want. They're trying to
they're
stick with
embarrassing. Did you see what Raheel sent us the other day about them putting their makeup on?
He's a Longhorn. You can't.
Well, that was. I think that may have been AI, too.
It was AI.
But it's still done brilliantly. It's incredibly, like, I wouldn't want that out there if I were the Aggies.
The Yell Leaders were all putting their makeup on.
I don't care that they have the Yell Leaders. I don't care about any of that stuff. Some of the stuff, if you're not from Texas A&M, you got to admit, you don't love for some of that stuff to get out public.
That's the only thing for me. I love all of the other stuff they do. the Yelly.
The tradition is great.
Lord.
They're the most tradition-rich team. One of the most tradition-rich teams in all of college football. It's just some of the stuff is just like, you can't be happy about Barstool getting their hands on this.
No, they can't. This is literally the biggest game of most every – no, of every Aggie's life.
Yeah, Brian Caswell, who's a big Aggie, his dad played on a national championship Aggie football team.
In 39?
Oh, no. Did they have another one?
No. 1939.
Do they have one that others don't?
No, they claimed one in like the 40s or 50s.
Maybe 60s?
Yeah.
I thought it was not. Maybe not, but Big Mike Caswell was an Aggie. I want to say offensive lineman, maybe defensive lineman. But Brian texted yesterday. He just said, what I learned yesterday, this is when he texted during the what I learned this weekend, was that this is the great, with the Aggie season and what the Texans are doing, this may be my greatest football season ever. And you know, I thought about it, I'm like, yeah, the Aggs are in the playoffs. Like, this is a really, really big deal.
The only one that would be close is the Big 12 championship game in 98. That's the only game that would be close, and a lot of Aggies right now, well, all the kids at the school weren't even born yet. So this is the biggest game in the lives of most every Aggie.
You're right.
And it's bigger than the Big 12 championship game.
I mean, now you could make a case. Now, some Aggs would probably tell you that there are, you know, Cotton Bowls because you didn't have college football playoffs, and this is just one of 12, and the Cotton Bowl is. So, I don't know. Some Aggies might. Well, it could be the Tim Brown one they lost.
But
I'd have to see how highly they were ranked.
Yeah, but no, this is the.
Weren't they undefeated and lost to Notre Dame in the Cotton Bowl? Did that happen?
They may have been. That's what I'm saying. They may have been positioning for a top three finish. I don't know. The Tim Brown, where they grabbed his towel.
They got a chance at a national championship.
Well, I know, but the game. But that will be multiple games down the road. I would say yes. Not the first game, but, you know, third game, yeah.
Like, they lost to Notre Dame when they were undefeated in the game.
Yeah, I would say that was probably
1993.
And what were they ranked? They were probably right at the top.
Don't know.
The top
year.
Three or four.
93, Florida State won the national title. Nebraska played North Florida State in the Orange Bowl. The Aggies were in that mix, but then they lost to Notre Dame.
Yeah, so that was probably, for a lot of Aggs, they'd probably tell you the 88 Cotton Bowl. Because that was like, that was the game. And but this one has a chance to obviously be bigger if they can win a couple games. They still have to win a couple of games.
The Aggies going into that game, it was the 92 team for the Aggies, the 93 Cotton Bowl. That was the year Miami and Alabama played for the national title. The Aggies were behind both those teams. But they're undefeated at 12-0, so they probably didn't
have a shot. Wait, the 93 season, 94 Cotton Bowl?
92 season, 93 Cotton Bowl. So they didn't have a shot to win a national title because one was playing two. But they were undefeated and number three in the country.
Notre Dame beat the Aggies in the 94 Cotton Bowl on January 1st. You know what was a decisive play in that one at the end of the game? A field goal by Kevin Pendergast. Sean Pendergast's brother.
Brother.
Had the big kick that beat the Aggies in the 94 Cotton Bowl.
So they played two Cotton Bowls in a row. Notre Dame got both. It'll be a big game for the Aggies, but unfortunately.
In 88.
305.
What's that, your daddy?
Y'all already know what time it is.
Uh-oh.
Throw them U's up.
We're already getting hyped up. A&M versus Miami.
T-Pain and Trick Daddy, what's that?
Who you rooting for in that one, Dell?
I don't know, John. I'm still deciding.
Okay. All right. Who should we root for in Underdog Fantasy this week, Lance?
I don't know. I really think it's a matter of what you want to find. I'm going to focus on basketball right now, okay? I'm going to tell you about the fantasy market for basketball because what we're doing is we're going to find – now we're focusing on rebounds. We're not touchdowns anymore. We're rebounds. We want to rebound. We want to look at assists. And steals and points and 3 points made. All of these, you can find them, combinations of points and rebounds, points and assists. There's so many stats for so many players. If you're looking at your Rockets, for example, you may say, this is Jabari Smith's game. And I think Jabari Smith is low on points and rebounds. And I think because of the way this game is going to be played and who he's matching up against, he's going to be around the paint the whole game. So I'm going to go higher on rebounds, or maybe higher on points and rebounds. But you may also conversely say, ooh, this is not going to be a good game for this player. And you may say, I'm going to go lower on total points scored or lower on three-pointers. Study the opposing team and how they defend. Maybe they're a really good defense team. Maybe they're a very poor defensive team. Look at these games, because this is a chance for you to make good money, real money, right here legally in the state of Texas. And all you do is pick your higher or lower on a statistic that's offered. There's tons of statistics, as I just mentioned, and you pick higher or lower, and the more players you pick, 4, 5, 6, the higher your payouts go. They multiply in terms of what you're able to make. And, I mean, how would you like to make 600, 700 times your original play? $10 turns into, you know, 7,000? Yeah, that's actually happened for people. People have really made that money, but you got to go study and you got to make your picks at Underdog Fantasy. Only way you do it is by downloading the app and using promo code Lance. To make your first deposit, you'll get $75 in bonus entries after you spend your first $5. That's it. Spend your first $5 on a fantasy entry, on a pick entry, and you will get $75 in bonus entries into your account. That's Underdog Fantasy. Use promo code Lance.
Must be 18 plus and present in Texas. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play and get terms _DFS_HTML for details. Consult with your play. Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org.
ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. I was just watching the 1991 Oilers beat the Steelers. Crushed them in the dome. Alan Pinkett had 98 yards and 2 touchdowns. What? Al Smith, 70-yard return for a touchdown. Those were fun days. 93, I got here. Went on a 10-0 run. And, boy, that was a fun team. That had a lot of controversy. A lot of controversy, that team. So much fun. 713-780-3776 is the number. Chris is here, wants to talk some Aggies. What do you say, Chris?
Hey, guys, it's Tongue Dark Crits. Long time no talk to. But apparently, I found out that when those yell leaders, they do their yells, they get on their knees in front of each other and hold each other's pockets, and they go, bah!
Nah, just stop. Delete that call, though. Just delete it.
I don't know.
See what you did?
I know.
You were making fun of yell leaders, and this is what happened.
Well, I mean, I don't make fun of person. I just don't want, I don't know.
It's not for you. You're not an Aggie. They're not doing this for you.
I know.
Your wife didn't go to A&M.
No, she went to LSU.
Your daughter didn't go there? Your son didn't go there?
Hey, listen, I'm a big fan. I'm going to be rooting for him. I wanted to see him beat Texas. I wanted this to be the greatest season in history. I want him to win a national championship. I just can't get past the yell leader thing. I just can't. It's hard. Okay. It's embarrassing. That's all. And if enough people say it, maybe they'll do something about it. Yeah. That's all. I'm just trying to start a trend here.
Think other non-Aggies have been trying to embarrass them about yell leaders for years. I'm not sure you're starting a trend.
Yeah. Well, I'm continuing. Okay. Through the mattress. 713-780-3776.
Wait, when do the Rockets play again?
Don't they have a little break because of the...
The cup?
Yeah, we got cup action, and they're not in it, so they got some time off.
They're off till the 11th. Yeah.
Are they even playing the 11th? Oh, yeah, they are. Okay, yeah. L.A. comes to town. James is coming back. Put away your stripper pole.
All right.
Or break them out.
Or, yeah, actually. Depends on what you want. Will James go to a strip club when he comes, Sean?
Did How much time do they have off?
I mean, it feels like a lock.
Are they going to have a day off beforehand?
Well, let me see this. You know what? He could come in. Yeah, because the Clippers don't play the ninth or tenth. I mean, James could be here right now.
Yeah,
James could be here right now.
Listen, when I come back, I always got to go over to Luling's and see Margie. You know what?
Yeah.
I do. Right? I try to get to Damaris and Nick's place. You know what?
Yeah, you don't live here. You live in L.A. too. James lives in L.A. Yeah. When you come back, you go do your normal,
which is you go see.
So
what do you think James is going to do?
What's her name? Margie?
Margie.
Yeah. Now, there could be a stripper named Margie that James sees. It's not likely.
No.
That's not a stripper name per se, and definitely not one.
Her real name
for a stripper born after 2000, probably.
Yeah.
Not a lot of Margies.
Her real name might be Margie.
I don't think a real name of most women are going to be.
Margaret?
Nope. Not now. Not for years.
Well.
The Margarets are, you're not going to have a lot of Margarets. Not a lot of Margies.
Mary-Kate?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You still see that. You had the Olsen twins. I mean, yeah, Margaret, I guess you got a chance because it's biblical. Yeah. Mary, Margaret. But you probably have to lead with the Mary, so.
Yeah.
You notice on both of those, you just led with Mary.
Mary, Margaret.
Mary, Kate is Mother Mary is, you know, right off the front, right off the top. Oh. So
Mary, Margaret.
Yeah, I think James, you go to your, but you were saying you go to Luling's. You know what it's like. You go back to your old stomping grounds.
I go to the old stomping grounds.
You'll go to Wildcat, I'm assuming.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I go to Wildcat.
So why would James not go to Scores or wherever? I don't know. I don't even know where his places would be, but.
No, it's. I don't think it's.
I think that's the one where they said he's got the jersey hanging from the rafters.
Harwin or West Park. There's a real
Harwin cannot be going to a strip club off of Harwin.
West Park.
Well, there is one over there. Like I said, I want to say it Scores between because I drive by it. It's between Richmond and Westheimer. And trust me, he's got to have more than one.
Oh, yeah.
You don't play just one course, do you?
No.
Okay. Well, neither does James.
Right. Right. James ain't playing. No. No. So do you agree or disagree? Tim Legler and Zach Lowe were talking about, they say Alpi and KD are unanimous all-stars.
Yeah. I agree.
But it's changed. The rules have changed, right, Del? So Alpi as a center is going to have a hard time making the international team, right?
So apparently, because this has to be more convoluted, they're still going to pick them by conference and then divide them up international and U.S. So, for example, we talked about it before. There'll be two 8-man teams for the U.S. and then an 8-man European team. If, for whatever reason, there's an imbalance where you don't have enough players for one side, those guys will still be all-stars, and then Adam Silver will pick the requisite enough players to fill out a team.
So wait. If they're still all-stars, do they not get a play, though? They just get it name only?
I don't know. It's all very confusing.
This is so stupid. Get your 16. Who cares if they're Western and Eastern Conference.
Just make it 8-8-8.
What are we doing?
I don't know why, but it's still going to be based off.
Maybe somebody in a soccer league did it this way, so Adam Silver has to try to copy.
Western Conference and Eastern Conference, and then we're going to divide them up by countries they play for. Adam Silver will make his picks if there's an imbalance as far as number of players.
Can we just admit that this is so irrelevant, this game, and you're not going to fix it?
I will admit, I'm going to watch with the international team being – centered. I do think there is a desire to beat the international team. I could be wrong, and maybe the international players just goof. Because if one team's not goofing and the other team is, then that's going to get embarrassing, and the other team will be forced to try. It just takes one team to try hard.
But it's going
to
be a round robin because you'll have two U.S. teams. So a U.S. team.
If everyone's throwing the ball off the backboard and dunking, and everyone's standing around, I'll immediately say, "Eh."
Well, they're going to. I mean, they ain't trying that hard. Listen. It's working in hockey because it's not international, and it's working because it's country. You're playing for your country.
And it's also a tournament. It's not a one-off.
Right.
There's a build-up in the game. Oh, you lost. You won a group game. Right. You advanced to the semifinals or the quarterfinals. And then the tournament style of it mean something too. Oh, we're going to show up on a Sunday afternoon and watch these guys play. There's no hype to that. Who cares? You can't even really understand how they're even going to pick the teams.
Right, right. I mean, and Adam Silver's got to step in, and you're going to play on this team.
Yeah, like, for whatever reason, we'll get to the sound. If Alpe isn't unanimous, like Legler says, and doesn't make it, then Adam Silver, if the European team is short a player, then he can add Alpe on the team.
Oh, God. You know, it's too – no, don't play it. I don't even want to hear it. I cut it. I found it, and I don't even want to hear it. I mean, it's just
I do like the international angle. I think it's one of the only way – I will predict it's one of the only ways they can get the U.S. players to compete. I think there are some who would probably like to compete, but you're considered –
they have said they take
you're
their
too cool
clues.
For school.
They
yeah.
have said they t- – clues. They yeah. take their cues from what the big dogs are doing.
Exactly.
That was said last year. Hey, Steph's not going all out, then I guess we're not going
yeah.
all out.
Yeah, so I think that that's always going to be the case. But with an international team there and the U.S. players kind of feeling some type of way about international players.
Do we know that they feel that way?
Well, I do think so because you're not considered the best in the world anymore. It's all international players are now the top. So I think they would love to beat an international
so
team.
So it's three teams?
Yes.
Right? Two U.S. and one international?
Eight players apiece, yes.
The winners get $1 million each, and the other two get nothing.
And you know who pays for it? I say we take tax money and do it, where people yes. have to pay taxes. Mm. And we take money from taxes, and we give it to basketball players.
Right, because they need it.
Yeah.
Well,
that would be very popular.
Let's do it where the winners get $1 million each. And the losers get nothing. Now let's see if we're going to compete.
Some of them may.
They use that as an impetus for the NBA Cup. And I think LeBron might have said, yeah, some of my guys certainly don't make as much as me. So I wanted to push for the win because I got guys, 14, 15 man, who ain't making the money I'm making.
Right.
But in this case.
Hey, a million's a million, though.
Split up. Everyone, each individual player gets $1 million or split
yes,
up among?
Yes, each
okay.
individual player gets $1 million. There's only eight guys on the team.
Oh, I didn't know how it was going to be.
Raise taxes on gasoline by 5 cents, and we're fine. Well, we'll pay for that.
Enough with the taxes.
I want us to pay for that.
I thought that was the Texans' plan to get their stadium built.
Yeah, that's all.
We'll see how that works, too.
I ain't paying for their stadium.
Well, you definitely aren't.
No, I'm paying for SoFi.
Where's the game held this year, the NBA All-Star?
I'm already paying for SoFi, so I'm done.
You are?
Yeah, probably. I am. I everything I buy here goes to the government.
It's going to SoFi? I don't think SoFi is being funded by.
I don't know.
In Los Angeles.
Probably Saudis. I don't know.
So
the All-Star game is?
Yes, it'll be.
Perfect.
At the
Intuit
Dome. Listen,
whoever gets the All-Star game, they add taxes to their at the gasoline pump. So you guys have to pay, you're taxed to pay the winners. And the guys who are just competing have to get a little taste,
too. I don't know if you heard. I got an electric truck. What?
Well, then everyone else gets.
I don't care.
And L.A. would love it because that'll be more penal for the people who haven't gone electric.
Mm. Yeah, Wendy doesn't, so. Yeah.
Or anyone, or put it on utility bills. If you haven't gone solar, then you get.
Why do you continue to push this?
Because the players have to get paid, and we should be paying for it.
See?
Well,
not me. Man of the people, not a man of the people.
It's
not
me. That you keep pushing.
The players are the people.
No, see? That's what see? He's getting like me now.
The players are the people. Okay, I say
rooting,
we give.
Rooting for NBA players to get tax money.
See, the problem is, John would take it to another level.
Deregulate the NBA.
He wouldn't want the money to go to the players. He would want the money to go to the owners who those players play for.
Yeah, that's true.
The owners, whoever those guys play
the
for,
OKC,
the owners.
Like if the Euros win and the million doesn't go to Shea, it goes to the OKC Thunder owner. That's what John is proposing.
That's fine. All right. Let's talk a little. Okay, then they could buy some jewelry from Zadig.
Well, then Zadig Jewelers. And listen, Zadig's got some big time. And they've had athletes. Actually, they've had many athletes over the years come in and get luxury watches from them. They have the best watch selection you're going to find in the entire city of Houston. They're a boutique location for multiple watch providers and designers, I should say. And so when you are a boutique location, you get unique timepieces that no one else is going to have. So they're going to have things here in Houston at 1801 Post Oak Boulevard that no one in the state is going to have, except maybe their location in Austin, because they now have a Zadix in Austin as well. They've got a big trunk sale coming up where you'll be able to see some of the finest watchmakers. We just had that here in Houston last Friday and Saturday. But what I need you to know is, if you're looking for great jewelry and you're looking for high quality and you're looking for experts in the field who can help you through the process and help stretch your budget as far as possible, it's going to be Zadix Jewelers. They understand what she's going to love. They understand what is hot. They understand what is timeless, and they will find the perfect gift for you. Earrings, necklaces, pendants, bracelets, charms. I don't care what it is. They've got it over at Zadix Jewelers. And, of course, the finest diamond engagement rings that you're going to find in the entire state. It's Zadix, Zadok.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
It's John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. Got to get in a hurry. This is our last segment before we get to news of the weird. It's a quick one, too. It is Mark is waiting. He's been waiting. Is this Iowa State, Mark?
Yeah. I played clear back in the late 70s, early 80s at Iowa State. Mac Brown was my tight end receiver coach, which I enjoyed. But I want to talk to you about why Kansas State and Iowa State loses their coaches and get fined $500,000. That's crazy. We got, you know, Matt Campbell may take Rocco with him and several other players, and they got a new coaching staff. But he's a great recruiter. I mean, look at him. He recruited Purdy and Montgomery, Brees Hall, three receivers at Iowa State, and they're starting over, but I don't understand why they're getting fined.
Well, there's a financial obligation the Big 12 has of the bowl. It's an agreement that was made. So the Big 12 had two of their teams renege on financial obligations with these bowl games. There's a financial stipulation in there. And so, in essence, these teams are backing out, and it's makes the Big 12 look bad.
Well, not only look bad, but lose money from the bowl.
Well, yeah.
I understand it's all about money, but there needs to be some common sense, too. And I would like to also talk about Iowa State's basketball team. TJ has done a great job. He just spanked Purdue. He's won three number one teams while he's been there, including Houston. And I'm glad at least the fans got a shot in the arm on their basketball team.
Iowa State's good. That's a good basketball program. It really is. Really is. I've got a soundbite from Jamie Pollard, who's the Iowa State athletic director. It's a little long, but it is absolutely dead on what's wrong with college football. I think you want to play it, though? It's a minute and a half or maybe a little bit more.
Our ISU guy was talking, I did a little digging, and I believe it's Marv with a V, because there is a Marv, either Sealer or Siler, who was a quarterback at Iowa State from 1990 to 92.
Okay.
So I believe that's actually, he said he played under Mac Brown, so yeah. I got to go back even further, because this guy was in the 90s. I'll find out who this guy is.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. But here is Jamie Pollard.
This is Jamie Pollard. When asked, because his coach, Matt Campbell, went to Penn State, and when asked about, you know, the problem with college football, here's what he had to say.
I don't believe our industry is focused on the right part of the problem. We're focused on all the damn symptoms, you know, and we want to blame the transfer portal and the time and the window, and, you know, That's a symptom. It's a symptom of the problem. The problem goes back a long ways. And what the problem is, contracts are meaningless, right? Contracts are meaningless. The only thing a coach's contract does is spells out what you have to pay them if they fail. All the other pages that say all the wonderful things we're going to pay them if they're successful only matters if somebody else doesn't want to pay them more. That does not happen in the NFL. It doesn't happen in the NBA. It doesn't happen in Major League Baseball. Lane Kiffin shouldn't have been able to do what he does. Okay, the guy at Indiana, he's done an awesome job. But when Indiana renegotiated the contract last year in February, 8 years, $8 million a year, when Penn State came open, Indiana should have just said, you signed a contract for 8 years. Either take it or sit out and don't be paid. That's what happens in Major League sports. No coach in the NFL is ever going to leave their team in the middle of the playoffs and then go to another. Until we get the congressional whatever, I'm not a lawyer, but whatever antitrust that the Major League sports have, will never bring that back in. And as long as you have, that's why the players are getting paid. They saw the greed that agents and coaches have been exploiting for years.
Yeah,
and
what's that? That's
I'm guilty
dead
right now too. Because
dead.
Agree 100%.
100%. The coaches started all this.
Yeah, they did. And the restructuring of contracts when your contract isn't even remotely close to being up.
Yep.
This is if you want to restructure your if you want to redo your contract and sign 5 year deals.
Yep.
And you get to your re up. That's how it works in baseball and basketball. If they want shorter, or football, I should say, really baseball and football, they say, okay, if you want to make more money, get to your next contract faster. You should never be allowed of your contract early. It doesn't happen in any sport other than college athletics.
Nothing. No, no. If you're in the middle of a contract, you can't be. You can't leave.
Yeah.
You can't leave.
That's why I have a hard time. The player thing, it's the coaches. It's the coaches holding universities hostage, which
and
started
have been
all
for years.
Of this.
And then, the coaches complain, oh, the players agreed. Oh, the portal. Oh, I can't keep a roster. It's because you have been jumping from job to job, making more money and more money and more money for years and years and years.
Mm-hmm.
The coaches started this. It's how it's been. It's been like this forever. We talked about this ad nauseum, but it is. I mean, what does a contract mean in college football? Nothing. It means nothing. Listen, Sark was asked, "You going to opt out of your future game with Michigan and Ohio State?" He said, "No, we're not." Thank God, because he could have just said, "Nah, you know what? We're going to play Southwest Louisiana. That's what we're going to do instead of that game." You know what? Because that's why we're not in this year. And he could have done that and just broken the contract. Mm-hmm. Paid him $1 million and broken the contract.
Yeah.
Like, because you know what a contract means in college football? Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. It's just garbage. It's
garbage. It really is garbage that it doesn't matter.
Yep.
It just doesn't matter. Your contract doesn't matter.
Every time a job opens up, these coaches go and they renegotiate their deals to get more money. And it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous that they are able to get away with this forever and ever and ever. And then they bitch and moan about the portal. Mm-hmm. I mean, honest to God, it's so hypocritical. It's so hypocritical.
Lay off the coaches, man. They get paid like $6 million to deal with this stuff. You guys should lay off the coaches.
That's right.
$6 million are the poor ones.
Well, I'm just talking about like the mid-level SEC coaches. Paid like $6 million.
You
guys need to lay
Baker,
off.
What's his name, the LSU defensive coordinator?
Blake Baker.
He got. Yeah. You see what his contract is? They held on to him. $3 million a year
for
a DC.
For a DC.
$3 million a year as Lane Kiffin's DC, but they hung on to him because he's considered one of the best defensive coordinators. Yeah. And they got someone else named Elijah Robinson from – it was a big hire. He was a defensive line coach and good recruiter. I'm trying to remember where they took him from. But those were two big signings. One was keeping one, and one was bringing one in on Lane's staff. But
Blake Baker, a man who Miami ran out of town because his final game as a DC, he gave up like 500 yards rushing to North Carolina. And look at him now.
Look at him.
That's
$3 million a year.
That was 5 years ago. Like Javonte Williams and whoever the hell the other North Carolina running back combined for like is during the COVID year.
Oh, he was there.
He was the DC that day.
Now, it was Michael Carter.
Yeah. Now Miami was dealing with COVID. A lot of guys were absent, but they both ran for over like 200 yards, and that was all right. Get out of here.
Sometimes it be like that, though.
And now, highest paid court DC in football, Blake Baker. Manny Diaz, the head coach of that team, ACC champion.
Nice job. By the way, you see Pete Prevacqua, the Notre Dame head coach, he's pissed at the ACC for the way they...
Aww.
Yeah, that's right.
I saw him. He just said, I'm not going to lie, this is damage, irreparable damage.
He said permanent damage.
Permanent damage.
And then he asked if it could be fixed. He goes, yeah, it could be fixed.
I thought it was permanent.
He said it was permanent.
Don't let Duke in the championship game. That's how we fix it.
I'm sorry, Notre Dame. You can go make a scheduling deal with the Big Ten. See how that plays for you. Go ahead. Move on. Beat it.
Well, the ACC and Notre Dame.
Sorry. Every other program on that campus is in the ACC except for one. Deal with it. Oh, yeah. You're upset that the ACC network ran Miami versus Notre Dame ad nauseum? On over a couple days, back to back to back. Sorry, it'd be like that sometimes.
Who was it? Feinbaum said nobody's watching Notre Dame on NBC.
Apparently, their ratings aren't great because their games aren't great.
They don't have great matchups.
They don't have good games. Yeah. No,
they ain't playing
nobody.
And let's face it, NBC is not your home for college football. Like
it's your home for Notre Dame.
I still go to CBS all the time. Like, what the hell?
Well, they do have other games, but yeah, it's the home for Notre Dame.
Yeah, but. You know, I'm used to, you know, you're going to go to ABC or ESPN. You know, now you got to make sure you know where Fox and FX1 is. But NBC has always been about, oh, here we go. Here's I'm going to get Tom Hammond on a call.
What's the matter with Tom Hammond?
I don't know. Every time I hear Tom Hammond, I think it's Notre Dame is playing Boston College.
Yeah.
It's Notre Dame versus Syracuse. It's some snooze-a-palooza. With Notre Dame versus Central Michigan, and it's Tom Hammond on the call, and whatever. I used to like when Mike Mayock was there. I don't know. He may still be there. I wouldn't know because I don't watch NBC.
I don't know who calls the games anymore.
Notre Dame on NBC. I did see the Aggie game. Was that on NBC?
Yeah. Yes, because it was Notre Dame home game.
I was in Keneally's watching at that time, and they didn't have the sound on.
It's Notre Dame home game.
And actually, I don't think Hammond does those calls anymore.
I'm not
even sure if Hammond's alive.
He's still alive.
He's probably alive. Goodness.
You just said probably.
He's 81 years old.
No, I'm not wishing anything. I'm just saying I don't know.
I don't believe he's calling Notre Dame games anymore, but he's still alive.
Oh, it's 9:53.
Yeah, we got a break. We got to talk about
John. You didn't get excited about Syracuse Notre Dame.
John, don't buy in.
We're gonna have one news of the weird, and then we're gonna have to go.
You weren't locked in when they had that walk on lacrosse player playing quarterback for Syracuse.
John,
against Notre
just
Dame.
Go.
Got to talk Houston Powder. I'm locked in on Robin right now. Robin over Houston Powder Coaters. She's unbelievable. She's awesome. Awesome. You probably will deal with Robin at some point. Okay. Not sure, but maybe. Ask for Robin. Say, Robin, I'm a 97.5 listener, been hearing you for years on there. And actually, she does. She gets that, and she loves that. So if you are somebody that is going to get some powder coating done, ask for Robin, all right? She'll give you her number. You can text her your patio furniture or your wheel wells or your boat anchor or whatever, your old refrigerator. Or maybe you have a neon light that's all rusted out and you want to keep it and it's beautiful. Whatever the case may be, whatever metal that you have, Houston Powder Coaters can make it look great, can make it look new again, can save it, okay, as opposed to having to buy new stuff. And the new stuff ain't as good. I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying. Do you think metal is as good today as it was back in? And you may have furniture from the 60s from your parents. I don't know. You don't know? You would know. But here's the deal. If you do and you want to save it, Houston Powder Coaters. Robin can save it. Free pickup and delivery. If you're here, if you can hear this show, pretty much you can get Houston Powder Coaters because they will pick it up and deliver. HoustonPowderCoaters.com. Tell Robin you heard it right here.
Houston's independent voice for sports talk. Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
So apparently there's a big dispute. I, the IRS is keeping an eye on. Well, this says the IRS is watching OnlyFans content to see whether this is a no tax on tips dispute. So do you think the IRS wants to watch OnlyFans for its content or because they're interested in whether or not these are taxes or revenues by the OnlyFans content providers?
Well, simple. You can just say food and service. Well, no, because if you say food and service business, then you take out valets and all that.
Yeah, no.
Okay, you could just say not for sex workers.
Well, is it a tip if you are, if you're getting, okay, don't they get, don't people, Del, can people throw more money at them if they
want?
Yeah.
Why am I being asked?
Because well, you do the cam. You're the you know
you're
cam
an OnlyFans
girls.
Guy.
I'm not an OnlyFans.
You know the cam
guy.
Girls.
I don't know the cam girls.
You kind of do. You knew that one at.
Let's not. Let's not.
Got to go all that.
The guilty.
Yeah, easy.
Hey.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know. I think it's. I'm sure you can. If I just go by what I assume is the business model. Much like a stripper, extras you pay more. So I imagine
that's a tip.
I imagine there's a subscription, and then if you want better content,
yeah,
you throw a little bit more money.
Well, is that considered more service?
Or I don't know the ruling.
Better service? I don't know.
Gosh. They're making tons of money. Get some of their money.
Oh my God, no!
Go get some
Why
of their
are
money
you like that. What's the matter?
Oh, the fart in a jar girl who makes like $60,000 a week.
Yeah,
and you're and she can't pony up for a little something for the NBA players to get paid for the Emirates Cup.
Wait, what?
Let OnlyFans models pay for the NBA player. I mean, it's just giving money back.
Excuse me.
Yep.
Look, so I have seen news stories on the highest earners on OnlyFans, and they're not fart in the jar ladies.
No,
bathwater ladies.
No, that's a Sydney Sweeney thing, right? At least right now. But when you see them. And they're all in a group talking about how much money they make. You're like, man, a Gen Z is doomed.
I know.
These are, and it's not Gen Z because it's older guys I was paying for. But these are the women you're.
It ain't great, huh?
I grew up in an era where all I got was FHM and stuff. And like Carmen Electra was on the cover.
Oh, yeah.
And
Vita Guerra.
Yeah, Vita Guerra was on the cover.
Yeah.
These College Station 7s are who you're paying all your money to?
Wow. College. Why College Station?
Because we were talking about A&M earlier.
Well, it's going to be on until, John, I mean, this is going to be the bit until the game pops
off.
Yeah,
I mean, hey.
No, I guess.
It's Miami versus A&M. I don't know if you've heard.
Yeah, that is true.
I mean, what are we doing? Look, it's not even like the kids their own age. Of course, it's all these older kids. These are the women you decided you want to throw $30 a month to? And then and tip them as well? What are we doing?
Yeah, but they do stuff.
Understood.
Yeah.
But how about some quality over quantity?
Man, yeah. Have some standards.
It's your money, yeah.
Hey, College Station, have some standards.
Well, that's just me throwing in a joke. But as far as the women,
You had some proof of.
No, okay. I don't know what a College Station 7
no
looks
evidence.
Like. I've only been in the football facility. I don't know what it looks like around the campus. But I'm just saying, these are regular old looking college age girls, and you're making them $15 million a year.
Well, we also need to get tipped because we're in his show now, Lance.
Oh, you tipping me?
Yeah.
Oh, am I getting?
No, we need to get
you?
Tipped.
Oh. No, he's just bye. I'm done.
I think Mike. Look,
he's caught. Look what he does.
Look what I do. You
look
guys
what
start
he does.
The segment at 9:58. That's not my fault.
Because you kept wanting to talk about
what. What did I want to talk about?
The previous segment. I haven't even.
Yeah,
I
you
forget
don't
what it
know,
was.
Because it's your fault, not mine.
We're done. Mopey and Mapes next, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Have a great day, everybody.
Network. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.